जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल, जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल, जय जय राधा, जय जय राधा रमन अपहर्तारं दातारं सर्वसंपदां लोकाभिरामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम्। रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेधसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताया पतये नमः। नीलाम्बुजश्यामलकोमलाङ्गं सीतासमारोपितवामभागम्। पाणौ महासायकचारुचापं नमामि रामं रघुवंशनाथं। मनोजवं मारुततुल्यवेगं जितेन्द्रियं बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठं। वातात्मजं वानरयूथमुख्यं श्रीरामदूतं शरणं प्रपद्ये। श्रीरामदूतं शरणं प्रपद्ये। जामवंत के बचन सुहाए, सुनी हनुमंत हृदय अति बाए। तब लगी मोही परी खेहूं तुम भाई, सही दुख कंद मूल फल खाई जब लगिया सीतही काज मोहि हर्ष विशेषी यह कहिनाई सबनी कहूँ माथा चले उ हर्षि धरी रघुनाथा सिंध तीर एक भूधर सुंदर कौतुकी को बार बार रघुबीर संभारी तर के उपवन तनय बल भारी जेही गिर चरण दे चले उसोगा पाताल तुरंता चले उसोगा पाताल जिमी अमोघ रघुपति कर पाना चंद्र की जय। जामवंत के बचन सुहाए सुनी हनुमंत हृदय अति भाए। यस्टरडे वी सॉ हनुमान जी रोज टू द ओकेजन एंड व्हेन वी लेफ्ट इट यह कई नाई सभनी को माथा ही बाउड हिज हेड टुवर्ड्स ऑल हिज फ्रेंड्स चले ओ हरषि यह थरी रघुनाथा इन हिज हार्ट नाउ ही केप्ट भगवान श्री राम एंड दैट आई टोल्ड इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट अ पर्सन who has great faith, see, he was very happy that he was going to achieve this work because in his heart, here dhari raghunatha, he kept the Lord there. Once the Lord is there behind us, nothing is impossible in this world. He makes everything possible. Then, sindhu tir ek bhudar sundar. There was a little hillock on the side of the ocean. Kautuka Kuri Chareuta Upar. He climbed up on that little hill. And then again, Tulsidasi right now, Bar Bar Raghubir Sambhari. Again and again, he remembered Bhagavan Shri Ram. And Tarakeu Pavanata Naya Balabhari. With his great weight and everything, he climbed up on that mountain. Jehi Giri Charana Dei Hanumanta. He pressed down on that mountain and he bolted off towards Lanka.
And Tulsidas ji says, that mountain went all the way down to Patal. So hard he pressed down on that mountain to spring towards Lanka, and the mountain itself went to Patal. So the idea is, whichever work we are taking up, you don't take up that work with, you know, lackadaisical attitude. Take up that work with zest. That is the idea. Pressed so hard, and he bolted, or the next line also gives how wonderfully. So several things are there, whatever work we are taking up. I'm sure you would have seen that with your, you know, Purva Jano, the older folks, whichever thing they were doing. First, they will start with some prayer. They're going on some journey. They will sing Hanuman Chalisa first in the car or something, isn't it? So here, Bhar Bhar Raghubir Sambhari. Again and again, he remembered. And then he took up that work with such zest. He pressed down. We don't say, okay, I'm going. Let us see what will happen. Maybe it will happen. Anything you take up like that, you have failed from the beginning itself. Huh? See how he's teaching in all his little actions. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. Then, the other line is very, very informative. Jimmy Amogha Raghupati Karabana. He left like an arrow of Sri Ram. The saints and sages say, Bhagwan Sri Ram, without leaving India, already sent an arrow to Lanka, which burned down all of Lanka. That arrow is Hanumanji. Because Tulsidasji describes, Jimi Amogha Raghupati Karabana. Rabana means that arrow of Sri Ram. So he left like an arrow of Sri Ram. So, in that quarter of a chaupai, such wonderful instruction is there for all departments of life, whether it is adult, children, whether in household life, whether in career, well, anywhere, school life. This one little quarter of a chaupai is so wonderful. Like an arrow of Sri Ram means, see how many characteristics you can count from an arrow. First of all, when that arrow leaves the bow, it doesn't stop. Isn't it? Means until we have achieved that goal, we do not stop. Utishta Jagrata Prapya Vara Nibodhata means the Upanishad tells, stand up, wake up, and head for that goal, and don't stop until you reach that goal. So the first quality of arrow, when it leaves, it doesn't stop. Second quality of arrow, you know, when it leaves the bow, it doesn't go here and there, straight to the target. Other human mind is, you know, when you sit down for meditation. So target is inside, but mind goes everywhere but inside. So that mind should be brought directly on that goal. So mind should be like that arrow, single pointed. I saw in some movie that fellow had an arrow and it was bent like that. And he was standing on this side of the house. And he shot that arrow. It went right around the house and came back and hit him in the back. Now that is only in comics you see that, you know. In real life, it doesn't happen. That arrow goes straight to the target. Huh? So these qualities are there. Other thing, and very important thing now. That direction and speed of that arrow will be determined by the one who is wielding the bow, isn't it? Hanumanji's own will and his own power and everything is not his. He is being sent by the Lord himself. So we should be like an arrow in the hands of the Lord. So he will determine our direction. He will determine our target like that. It means total surrender. That arrow surrenders to the wielder like that. If the arrow cannot decide, okay, I want to go this side today. I am fed up with that target, you know. I want some other target. So these three qualities, three things, that is persistence. We never stop. Second is that straight it goes, direct. And third is, it is always at the mercy of the wielder. So we have to have these three qualities. Our sadhana will certainly be successful. Most wonderful it is. एही भांति चले हनुमाना हनुमान जी लेफ्ट लाइक दिस नो आई टोल्ड यस वी आर रेजोल्यूट इन माइंड वी हैव डिसाइडेड ओके वी विल गो डायरेक्ट टू आवर टारगेट एंड एवरीथिंग एंड वी हैव सरेंडर टू द लॉर्ड बट ऑब्स्टिकल्स विल कम देयर नो एंड टू देम नाउ सी हनुमान जी इज गोइंग And first obstacle comes now.
Jalanidhi Raghupati Duta Bichari Jalanidhi Raghupati Duta Bichari Tai mein naak hoi shramhari सियावर रामचंद्र की जय शरणम सीता राम जात पवन सुत देवन देखा जात पवन सुत जान कहो बल बुद्धि विशेषान सुरसा नाम अहिन के माता सुरसा नाम पथ इन्हीं आई कही ते ही माता पथ इन्हीं आज सुरन मोहि दीन आहारा आज सुना सुनत बचन कह पवन कुमारा सुनत बचन राम काज करी फिरी में आओ सीता कई सुधी प्रभु ही सुना तब बदन पैथियाई सत्य कहो मोहि जान दे माई कवन हूँ जतन दे नहीं जाना जय जय राम
सियावर रामचंद्र की जय जलनिधि रघुपति दूत बिचारी तय मै नाक होई श्रमहारी as he was flying towards Lanka now then what happened that Mainak Parvat who used to be hiding under the ocean that mountain he came out like that then he told oh my dear Hanumanji you have such a long way to go please take a rest And then, after resting and everything, refresh yourself, then you will go. All the way to Lanka, you have to go. Hanuman tei parasa karapuni ki na pranam. Hanuman touched that mountain. And then he put his hand together and did pranam. But then he said, Ram kaj ki nhe binu mohi kaha vishram. Without finishing the work of Bhagwan Shri Ram, where is there rest for me? There is no rest, in other words. I have to finish the work of the Lord. all our work is of the Lord is what? To get moksha and serve humanity. These are the two things we have to do. Huh? Until we have finished that work, there should be no rest. Ramakaj. Ramakaj karibe ko atur. In our Hanuman Chalisa, na? You chant. Ramakaj karibe ko atur. He is very skilled in doing the work of Shri Ram. This is a very, very important thing. All of us have to make sure that our life is spent doing the work of Shri Ram. People say, oh, I'm supposed to leave my job then. No, no. What we have to do at this moment is just change the attitude with which we do the same work. Not the work has to change. The attitude has to change. That is all. An attitudinal change is required. Not an action change. The same work we are doing now, the attitude has to be, look, everything which I have, that is given to me by Shri Ram, by the Lord. So therefore, everything which I have, I owe it to the Lord. So I am going to use my knowledge, my energy, my resources, my everything. And I am going to serve this Lord. That is the way to human's moksha, actually. So Hanumanji is telling, without finishing this work of Shri Ram, our Gurudev used to say, you know, if I rest, I rust. Hanumanji did not hear Gurudev at that time. He just said, without finishing the work of Shri Ram, I cannot rest. No rest for me. You know, it is the first obstacle that all sadhaks face. What is that? That is called temptation. We are tempted by so many things in this world. No? A temptation to procrastinate. So Mainak Parvat is providing a wonderful opportunity to procrastinate now, isn't it? We stay there and Mainak Parvat will come out from the ocean. So that will be an island. Nice, like Caribbean island. We'll have rest and everything, go swimming. So he said, nothing doing. It is said, opportunity knocks once. Have you heard that? Opportunity knocks once. But temptation leans up on the doorbell. It's always there buzzing. Huh? But and you know, society also doesn't help. Society is so structured so as to provide constant temptation so that you will be a constant consumer so that economy will. Yeah. That is what we get caught up in. You have to consume constantly, so economy will go. And in order to get you to consume constantly, all nice flashy things have to be there, presented to you every moment, so you will be tempted. And even when this samsara is so fantastic, I tell you, even when we don't do that to ourselves in the outer world, there are things in the inner world waiting. So if you are supposed to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get here for meditation at 6 o'clock, when the alarm rings at 5 o'clock, inside somebody, something says, 5 minutes more. The temptation to just lie down on the bed then, oh no, I'll have 5 minutes more, then I will get up. But that 5 minutes turns into hour, yeah. And the meditation is come and gone and you're still there. It is a wonderful thing. So from inside also, temptation to procrastinate. Then, from outside, so many distractions to take away the mind to make sure that you don't go on this path. Huh? And as a species, we go on creating more and more for ourselves. So many temptations and distractions and things outside. So we never get to our goal. But Hanumanji is teaching a very simple thing. You set out to do this. You know, in Delhi, our Swami Nikhilananji is there. I don't know if you have met him. Most wonderful Swamiji. He used to always stay when I was a brahmachari. He used to... I was posted nearby and he used to always say a very simple thing, you know, stick to the original plan. It's a very good thing. But you set out to do this, finish that thing. Otherwise, we set out to do this and then we do that, we do the other thing. We do. One man had bought a horse, you know, and he was riding that horse home. and his dog was following. Then, when they got home, that horse was nice and quiet and everything. It was just swishing its tail and happily standing there. This dog, with his tongue out, was panting for breath. So the wife asked, but the dog followed, walked the same distance as the horse. It was not carrying any load. The horse was carrying you on his back. But the horse is not tired, and his dog is tired. He's panting for breath. So the wife asked, how come? He said, because we are coming like this on the road, and that dog would hear some noise in the bushes there. He will run to see what is that. Then he'll hear some other noise there. He'll run there to see what is that. So the horse came 10 miles. The dog did 20 miles. That is why. So we get tired out, you know, burnt out by the time. Because he's not coming straight. So straight path and stick to the original plan like that. Very important thing. So Hanumanji said, nothing doing, no temptation. I will not give in to this temptation. Once we give in once, it's a water slide. So when the alarm rings, get up. In America, people say TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. But then to that, there's another one which nobody talks about. OGIM. Oh God, it's Monday. Because the bed is very tempting, you know. Yeah. So we get up and we go. So that's the first obstacle that we face. This is connected to something else which we'll see very soon. It's very, very important in sadhana. Now, second obstacle. We already chanted those verses. Jata pavana sut devana dekha jane kahubala buddhi vitesha. Now, he was going and the devatas saw him. And he left this Mainak Parvat. And devatas saw him. One one very important point there. When he left Mainak Parvat, he did namaskar. He said, thanks, but no thanks. It's a very good, gracious way to decline. Huh? Decline in a very gracious way. It's very good. Other thing, no, one. There are so many points I told. No, if I stop there, we'll stop there only. See, connected to that also, this Mainak Parvat is actually related to Hanumanji. How? Mainak Parvat is brother of Parvati. Hanumanji is incarnation of Lord Shiva. So this is his own brother-in-law. The idea is, temptations and all such things, they come from very close. We don't have to go far to be tempted, you know. They are from very close, right within our own environment, or right around. They're very, very close to us all the time. This is one more point in there. So, like this, there are so many points connected. But anyway, we have to... Now, Jata Pavana Sutta, he was going. Devatas saw him. So they thought, no. But Devatas, this Ramayana and Puranas and everywhere, Devatas are those guys who only have their own interest at heart. They have nobody's interest at heart, you know. Shri Ram is coming from Ayodhya to... Bharat is coming from Ayodhya to meet Shri Ram in forest. Devatas immediately got worried. Bharat is going to meet the Lord, but Devatas are worried. Why? If Bharat meet the Lord, Bharat's love is so much for Bhagwan. His heart is given to the Lord totally. And the Lord is always controlled by that devotee, you know. If Bharat comes there and meets him, the Lord's heart will melt and he will go back to Ayodhya. If he goes back to Ayodhya, Ravan will survive. If Ravan survives, we are in trouble. So they only think of? Yes. They themselves only. Draw Ramayana. Draw Puranas. You will see that. But here, they thought no. Shri Ram has chosen Hanumanji to go on. I wonder if he It is in our interest if he chooses somebody who can get this job done. So now they started thinking, I wonder if he can get this job done. So they called that Surasa. She was the mother of all the serpents. Nagas. You go there and see whether this fellow can get this job done. If he cannot get the job done, we send him back and bring. We want this job done. And Surasa came there. Surasa nama hinake mata. Pathaini ai kahi tehi bata. She came there and she spoke. What she spoke? Today the devatas have given me food. They sent me to eat you, in other words. You are my food. And Hanumanji, food? Which food? Me? Yes, you only. Sunata Bachanaka Pavana Kumara. When he heard that, then he said, very nicely he also spoke. Ma? Ram kaj kari phiri mein aao, Sita kai sudhi, Prabhu sunao. I am on some mission of Shri Ram, you know. He has given me some message to take to Sita ji. When I am finished, I will come back. You can eat me. Surasa was beside her. What? You will come back for me to eat you? But you think I was born yesterday or what? Because who will go and come back to be eaten? She said nothing doing. Tava tava badana paiti hau aayi. Satya kahu hoi. Then I will come back. And Hanumanji was also telling now, bhole bhale Hanumanji. He is an incarnation of Lord Shiva also. He is telling, I will enter your mouth. Then you can eat me. And he says, I am telling truth also. Then she said, nothing doing. And she opened her mouth to eat him. Then she opened her mouth this big. He became twice as big. Ashtasiddhi, yes. Power can become big, small, this, anything, no? Heavy, light. So, he became twice as big. Then, again, she opened her mouth twice as big. He again became twice as big. And that thing went on and on and on. Satyojan atahi ananakina. And her mouth became Satyojan big. Satyojan is about 800 miles from here to New York City. Now, even if. Now she has to close her mouth, now. Even if she closes her mouth as fast as a plane is flying, it will still take 2 hours to get from here to New York, isn't it? How long it will take to close that mouth? Meanwhile, Hanumanji went inside her mouth. He must have counted all her teeth also. He had enough time to. He flew inside her mouth and checked out everything and came back. He said, look, now you told me to come in your mouth and you will eat me. I came, you did not eat. And she realized that she was outdone, you know. While he was getting bigger and bigger, he immediately became small, like tiny like that, and went in and came out. When she was able to get her mouth together, he told, now I have fulfilled my end of the bargain because I went into your mouth, you did not eat. Then she told, Mohi suranhatehi. Lagi pathawa, budhi bala maram tor mai pawa. That line, just before the doha, that line is there. The devata sent me to test your strength and your intelligence. Now she revealed it. Today I know that you are very strong, very intelligent, very shrewd. Ram kaj sabu kari hahu, tuma bala buddhi nidhan. You are yourself a very ocean of strength and intelligence. Asisha Dei Gai So Harashi Chaleu Hanuman. She blessed him and with great joy in his heart, Hanumanji continued on. And then he meets the third obstacle. But what is this Surasa now? Second obstacle. All of these obstacles are there in our life on a daily basis. Surasa represents greed. Greed. Why? Greed is such, you see, she opened her mouth to eat him. He became twice as big. So she opened her mouth twice as big. Then he became twice as big again. And again, she opened twice as big. The idea is, greed is such that when we get this much, we want that much. When we get that much, we want that much. And there is any end to that? There is no end to that thing. No, absolutely no end. The human being, no human being will get 1 million. Okay, now stop. It has never yet happened. So, it is very interesting also how, in the first instance, how he did namaskar to Mainak Parvat and he respectfully declined. Here, he outwits Surasa. This is dealing with obstacles in different ways. Different folks for different strokes for different folks. So he outwits Surasa. The idea is, you know, greed or desire for more and more, that thing has, we do not have to remove it. We have to outwit it. Because it is this same desire for more and more which makes the whole economy go around, isn't it? Suppose we were to remove this greed totally, or desire for material things totally, what will happen to the economy? It will not go. So it is not that it is bad. It is that we have to outwit that thing to make sure that that thing doesn't get the better of us. That is why in the scriptures now it is given. Yes, you get this, get that, get money, get property, get anything. But that thing should be used in the service of God. That is outwitting it. If it is not used in the service of God, it will outwit us. You see? So, he outwits this Surasa and continues on his journey. So, greed is good from that point of view, as long as it doesn't get the better of us. You see? Surasa blesses him and he continues now. Now, see next week. After number 2, Doha.
निसिचरि एक सिंधु महु रहई करी माया न भूके खग गहई जीव जंतु जे गग उड़ाही जल बिलो की तीन के परिछाही गहई चाह सक सोन उड़ाही एही विधि सदा गगन चर खाई सोई छल हनुमान कह कीन्हा तासु कपत कपि तुरत ही चीन्हा ताई मारी मारुत सुत बीरा बारिधि पार गयो मति धीरा श्रीराम जय
निसिचरि एक सिंधु महु रहही अंडर द ओशन नाउ लिव्ड Nisichari. Nisichari means Rakshasi. Nisichari means literally one who moves about in the night. If you go to New York City, you'll see many of them. Karimaya Navuke Khaga Gahai. She used to live there under the ocean, and she had a very special power. Which was that power? She could hold any object that was flying, she could hold that shadow of that object and pull it down. Such a great power. Jeeva jantu je gagana urahi udahi jalavilokiti nakai parichhahi. She could pull them down and then she'll swallow them. Simhika was her name. Her name is not given here, you know. Her name is given in Valmiki's Ramayana. I'll tell you just now. Simhika. Now, Hanumanji was flying at 39,000 feet. And suddenly found he was losing altitude. Because she was pulling down. Into Tulsidasji, right? So chala Hanuman kahakinha. He came to understand what was happening. Something was amiss. But he quickly, because he is so aware, so alive, vibrant, brimming with awareness, immediately he figured out what was happening. Tasu kapata kapitura tahikinha. He understood. Tahi mari marutastabira. Quarter of a chaupai to Siddhartha uses. He killed her. Story finished. He gave her one blow and he killed her. Baridhi par gayau mati thira. And he crossed over the ocean. In half a chaupai, that whole story, to Valmiki ji will give a long. In half of a chaupai, Tulsidasji finishes the whole story. He killed her and he crossed over the ocean. She represents jealousy. Jealousy. While many things in the world will have a place, jealousy has no place. If anybody can point out one good effect of jealousy, that will be a very good achievement, I think. You try during the rest of this day, see if you can come up with one good effect of jealousy. But jealousy can only bring bad. So he removes her. Jealousy means what? The crab in the barrel syndrome. Have you heard that? Crab in the barrel. When you put crabs in a barrel, you don't have to cover the barrel. You know why? When one tries to climb out, the other one will. If you have ever looked at crabs in a barrel, you will see that thing. One, they can never climb out because others will surely pull them down. That is called jealousy. Anybody who's flying high, we. So there is no real good effect. See, competition is good. But competition need not have jealousy. Competition can be there. Competition is okay for society and all that. But that jealousy has no place in that thing. Huh? So he removes this jealousy. One blow. And he kills. Her name is therefore not written by Tulsidasji. She has no place in society. Hanumanji kills her. And so her name has no place in this Ramayana. It is a most wonderful thing. You see, people say, what is wrong with your heroes? You Hindu people, you call them Veer and Mahavir and Paramavir and all sorts of things. Such great heroes. But if you see, this Hanumanji is now introduced only in the previous kanda, and now he is the protagonist in Sundar Kanda, and the first person he kills is Simhika, female. Shri Ram leaves Ayodhya and goes with Vishwamitraji as a young boy. First person he kills, Taraka, female. Shri Krishna comes, the little baby. First person he kills, Putna. Only females, and you call them weak? They are supposed to fight like heroes on the battlefield, and they First, they are killing only these women. What kind of veer are they? This is a very interesting thing, isn't it? But you know, this is all, remember, the Shastras, while being historical, the Lord lives such an exemplary life that his life can at the same time be historical, it can be symbolic, it can be revolutionary. His one life can achieve so many multifarious things at the same time. That is the power of the Lord, because he manifests in so many innumerable ways, so he can achieve innumerable goals in one stroke, whereas we have to do one thing at a time. He can do countless things. That's why he can manifest to all the gopis one time. A wonderful thing. So anyway, his life is lived also from and can be seen also from a symbolic standpoint. So when you see the heroes like this, first removing these female characters in the scriptures, they represent what is called as Durasha. You know, I'll tell you what Durasha is. From simple example, you will know what it is. Do you have any friend or associate in your life whom you have been trying to bring to this camp or bring to this lecture for the longest while and they could never come? You know what I'm talking about? There are so many people, you have for years you tried, please come once at least. Huh? But there is something which is keeping that person, they will never come. That thing which is keeping them, that is called a Durasha. Durasha, yes, in Sanskrit. Now, if that thing is not removed from that person, they will never ever come. You have to wait until that thing is somehow removed. When the right time has come or something, and that Durasha is removed, then they will come. So, when the Lord removes this character, these characters, what is it symbolic of? He's removing Durasha from a devotee. When once that is removed, that devotee will now come on the spiritual path. Thereafter, after removing this first female character in all of their lives, after removing that character, thereafter everything will go smoothly like that. So that is a symbolic act there. Don't let the mind get confused of how such big heroes and all their things. Symbolic thing it is. In that friend also, if somehow this thing can be removed, they will come. But some people, we just have to wait until it is removed, you know. You cannot do anything. If you don't have good karma. You see, in your life also, there would have been some defining moment where you made your turn and you started very strongly to come to this thing, isn't it? That time it was removed. By Bhagavan's grace, that Durasha was gone. So you're here. That is the idea. So now, he continued and he reached on the other side now, and there Tulsidashi goes into a long chanda and all that kind of thing, describing how what he saw in Lanka. See, Kanaka Kota Vichitra Mani Krita Sundarayatana Gana. So many beautiful things he saw. Lanka was indescribable. Such beauty was there. So those all chandas go on to describe. Now, Pura Rakhaware, see number 3. Pura Rakhaware Dekhi Bahu Kapi Manakina Bichar. And he, well, since he's a dude of Shri Ram. Number 3, Doha, you'll see. He surveyed the situation in Lanka. Then, Ati Laghu Rupa Dharau Nisi Nagar Karau Paisar. He took a very little, small, tiny form. And remember, it was about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Early morning it was. And a little form. And now see from after number 3.
मसक समान रूप कपि धरी लंक ही चले सुमिरी नर हरी नाम लंकिनी एक निसिचरी सो कह चले सी मोही निंदरी जाने ही नहीं मरम सख मोरा मोर आहार जहां लगी चोरा मुथी का एक महाकपिहनी रुधिर बमत धरनी ढनमनी संभारी उठी सोलंका जोरी पानी कर विनय संका श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम राम जय राम जय जय राम
सियावर रामचंद्र की जय। मसक समान रूप कवि धरी ही टुक अ फॉर्म एज स्मॉल एज अ मस्किटो टाइनी लिटिल फॉर्म लंका ही चले सुमिरी नर हरी एंड रिमेम्बरिंग नाउ सी हनुमान जी इष्ट देवता है श्री राम बट हियर तुलसीदास जी राइट He remembers Narahari. Narahari means Narasimha Bhagwan. All throughout so many times he remembered only Shri Ram. Now he's entering Lanka. It is 4 o'clock in the morning. And there he sees at the gate, Lankini is there. Nama Lankini ek nisichari. That Rakshasi, Lankini was there. But Hanumanji remembers Narasimha Bhagwan. Half man, half lion. You know. That Narasimha is the Lord, or the form of the Lord we remember when things seem impossible. Anything which seems impossible. So, it is Narasimha which makes the impossible possible. That form represents that. How? See, half man, half lion. First thing, it doesn't seem possible, na? But it's possible. Then, that Hiranyakashipu was not to die in the daytime nor in the nighttime. Not in in space, not on earth. Not to die inside, no? Outside. Everything seemed impossible, but Bhagwan made it possible. Isn't it? Then, that Hiranyakashipu also asked, your Bhagwan is in this pillar? Impossible! But it was possible. So now when Hanumanji sees this Lankini and the Lanka, which is so well fortified, oh, it seemed impossible. So the form to remember is, Narasimha. This is going to be possible. So he remembers that Narasimha Bhagwan. And he tried to sneak into that. Hanumanji has to be the greatest traveler that you can ever encounter. No passport, no visa, no nothing, and he's going to somebody else's territory. But even more than Hanumanji, Lankini is the best customs officer. 4 o'clock in the morning, and she's bright awake. Place is dark. He takes the form of a mosquito. Yet she sees him. Well, you can never get any better custom officer border protection than that. Never possible. So kaha chalesi mohinindari. She saw him. What? She shouted, "You're entering here in total disrespect of the law." And Jani nai maram satamora. She calls him, "You're first disrespectful. You're disrespecting the law." Then, fool. Sat. That means fool. "You fool. You don't know my greatness. You don't know my power." Then finally, "Mor ahar jahan lagi chora." Whichever thief comes in here, that thief is my food. But Tulsidas ji is also very, very good in. I tell you, Tulsidas ji's genius in writing is unsurpassable. You, those of you who have interest in literature and you read this, he will contemplate the placement of every single word. He'll not place a word here or there without reason. So when we write, we place anything anywhere, you know. But he will place words, and then just in the placement of words, he'll bring some new meaning. How wonderful he does it. The last word comes out from her mouth is chora. Chora means she calls him a thief. And the next word in the next line is mutika. He gave. But the two words are placed next to each other. Chora and mutika. The reason is, this Lankini now. The reason is, I will tell you in next class. It's very interesting, this. Okay. This is a very, very interesting part of Ramayana. So wonderful. There, she also calls it satsang eventually. She calls whatever is going on there as satsang. Okay. This is Sundar Kani Sundar after all. Okay. Let's just sing for 1 minute and then we'll. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.